קוראים בספר תלמוד 10 הספירות.
We reading Talmud 10 Sefirot. The first volume, the third part, the page The Words of Ari, the paragraph the Words of Ari. And we will read before it the preparation from the book of Yechachan. And all efforts of man which disclose in the heart of man, of course, it's mostly corrected and most right and most successful only to achieve, of course, through it all his capability. What is the moment of prey, Rav explains, when he really looks for things, what he needs to strive for, through what forces, through what efforts, what category, it means I, myself, and the purpose of creation, and through which direction and I need to move forward in order to achieve the goal, and I'm related to the goal, what's the and this is called really efforts during the prey. It's really hard work, it's my how much I strive to achieve the goal. So we Kuf Nun Hei in Talmud 10 Sefirot, the paragraph however, the kelim of the guf, which are the lower seven, did not have the ability to make them a parasha. Rav explained, what is, we have first istaklut and second istaklut. The first istaklut is basically needed in order to achieve zivug derka, and the second in order to achieve kelim. It means that or of histaklut, which is histaklut of Ein Sof, and Malchut, which is the Masach that strikes and pushes or backwards, is to participate in the making of the kelim. You must know that the meaning of histaklut bed that is mentioned here, it is the ascent of a rod to the matzil, meaning the histaklut of the Masach from Pchina Dalet to Pchina Gimel until it purifies to Pchina Shuris, and leaves it, creates it five levels called the five kilim, called the guf. One more time, means that by the order of histaklut, which is histaklut, it strikes and pushes or backwards the stupidest that are making of kilim. You must know the meaning of histaklut bed that is mentioned here. It is ascent to the arod of maslid, meaning the histaklut of the masach from pchina dalet to pchina gimel until purifies to pchina shavur, and it leaves, creates, and leaves levels called the hiv in malchut the guf. Creates kli de chokhmah of the guf, and it basically clarifies the seven of kilim the guf. The paragraph seven. Same meaning, after or is over is overturned and descend from the masach downwards, at which the time malchut, which is the pair, expands and spreads into Esar Sefirot from her and within her until the malchut in her, it is called nefesh of the pair, and then the complete kelim called guf or Esar Sefirot of the guf are made. The paragraph head. It means that by the or of histaklut, which is histapshut of or and sof, and by malchut, which is the masach that strikes and pushes the or backwards, these two participate in the making of the kelim. As it says, Rav, it one, the light and keli as one, and they participate as one in this process, and through it, goof, the body builds. You must know the meaning of histaklut bet that is mentioned here. It is the ascent of arot to matzil, meaning the histaklut of the masach from pchina dalet to pchina gimel until it purifies to pchina shorish called matzil. As it lives, it creates all five levels called five kilim, Keter Chokhma Bina, Zerampin, and Malchut, the Guf. In Guf. Hit Pashtut Aleph, and such, to Nefesh, the pair, creates Kli, the Keter of the Guf. When Malchut ascends to Zerampin, meaning when Pchina Dalet purifies to Pchina Gimel, there is a second Zivug Deaka, and it produces the level of Chokhmah. That is in turn creates Kli, the Chokhmah of the Guf. When Malchut ascends to Bchina Bet, the Kli Debina of the Guf is created in the above manner, and when Malchut rises to Bchina Aleph, Kli Dezrampin of the Guf is made in the above manner. When Malchut rises to the Pina Soresh, meaning when she is purified from her entire Aviyut, the Kli of Malchut the Guf is made. The Rav wrote that by his Teklut Bet of Zivug de Hekai in Masach de Malchut, the Hispashut Peh, the Or Hazer, ascends once more from below upward until it leaves entirely. That creates Ezer Sferot, Keter Chochmah Bina, Zerampin, and Malchut of the Guf. When light spreads, it spreads through Zivug De'aka. Here we have a solution, Rav says. It's Or Pnimi inside, it's one light, and basically it's one Zivug De'aka, where the decision is made on the whole action here. And when, of course, it starts to get thicker, and of course it's from the fourth stage of Aviyut, then the third stage, getting thinner, Dalet Gimel Bet Aleph Shoresh. It's getting thinner, this Aviyut. And in relation to it, of course, the relation to level, whatever is left, the Rishimo is left, and through this Hisranot, through this empty Kilim, there is space bills. They are those desires in which the light was once upon a time, and it's only Rishimot left from it now. In this desire, with the Rishimot inside, it's called Kilim, because there are desires already, where light already existed and exited it, and they already felt what is light in them, or revelation of creator in them, and now they don't have it, they have only Rishimot, only signs of it. That's why they call Kilim, and they know what to strive for, of course, now. So here we can see how the Kilim born, step after step, till they will reach this level, accordingly, when it will be really thickened completely. Then, of course, he has a five Kilim. And those Kilim, in truth, they will be real Kilim, with the Rishimot inside. That's why it's called Otiyot, the letters. Now they know what they were striving before, and they prepared to awaken. Before there wasn't really Kilim, because they didn't have Rishimot in them. So it means that the enter of light into Kilim, and exit of light from Kilim, when the light enter and exit, it's left in Kli Rishimot. Literally drawing the written word, and all together they call Kili or Ot letters. So until that moment there is no Kilim, there is desire exists, but to what is not clear. That's why we have a Chok, a law, that the life spreads and its disappearance makes Kli possible and prepared for its task. And here, Rav draws arrows when the Kli become empty, in all its level of Aviyut, and this is how the letters, the Tiyot, appear, become clear. So, clear, it's clear for us that what creature wants from now on. So, the page of Kuf Nun Vav, the words of Ari. Vav. Indeed, in the Eser Sferot of Histaklut, the more adhesive with its Shoresh is higher, because Keter is closer and near to the iron than the rest, and similarly the rest. The Shoresh, which is Keter, came... Okay, we will read again. Indeed, is this Eser Sferot of Histaklut, the more adhesive with the Shoresh is higher, because Keter is closer and near to the iron than the rest, and similarly the rest. One more time. The Shoresh, which is Keter, that is close to the iron, comes out in the Eser Sferot de Histaklut. That Keter is the closer and near to the iron, the rest, and similar the rest. sign of the words of Ari. The Shoresh, which is the Keter, comes out in the Or Chozer, close to the Peh, which is Malchut, the Shoresh of the Or Chozer. And HB and the TM expand and rise from Peh upward to Malchut, the Or Chozer, that reaches near the Ayin, and close the Esver Sferot Dor Yashar, the Esver Sferot Dor Chazer, makes the degree of all the Kilim equal when incorporated in Esver Sferot Dor Yashar. Rav, what he tried to tell us here, what he tried to say is in this paragraph, Rav, he's saying that from six Sferot of Histaklut, what kind of light comes of it? It's Keter, Olav Shorash, it means that he explains to what degree Kilim can be adjusted to the light. The Ayin, Yeshmi Ayin, is a light. Yeshmi Ayin, something from nothing. Kli comes out, Yesh, from Ayin, from nothing. It's something from nothing. And he says that Chokhmah and Bina, Chokhmah and Bima, and Kuptum, express till Yesod, which is rise from the pair, and till the level light exited Kilim in many times, Kli become more and more distance from Ayin. It means that Kli will have more Aviyut in it, included in it. So, for example, first time I try to taste something, I don't know what it is. I don't have many desires for what I'm tasting. I don't know what it's consisted of and what's in it yet. It doesn't really make much difference in me. It's some sort of taste. Second, third time I'm testing it in different stages and different desires. I'm really checking what am I tasting there, what is after this, etc. So the more there is a connection between Kilim of the lights in it and exiting it, of course, then Kli acquire the more and more a bigger aviyut, heavy aviyut, and of course the more it's known to what it's striving, the more it's connected to true fulfillment. That's why he's saying here, what is the difference between Kli and light here from the last category, let's say, and till it will achieve all its design, whatever it's designed for it, till all this enter and exit of life, of light in it will do the work on Kli, and of course that's the whole Aviyut will be added to it, and this is Aviyut, this is how the Aviyut built through the enter and exit of light in Kli. And in Or Chozer, the Shoresh, which is Keter, came out of it, close to the Peh, which is Malchut, the Shoresh of the Or Chozer, Chuptum, and expand and rise from the Peh, upward to Malchut, the Or Chozer, that reaches near the Ayin and close the Eser Sferot de Or Yashar. The Eser Sferot de Or Chozer makes the degree of all the Kilim equal when incorporated in the Eser Sferot de Or Yashar. Why, Rav says? We have Keter, Chochmah, Bina, Zerampin, and Malchut, he writes. The Or Yashar comes to us here, Rav says, Nefesh Rumach Nishamach Havaya Yehida, and then they exited Or Chozer. Rav drew the picture where all the Keter Or Chozer located. This is all the Or Yashar, the straight light, Rav writes, and here we have reflected light, Or Chozer. Keter Or Chozer, where Malchut Or Yashar, of course. Keter Chochmah Bina Zerampin and Malchut. In reverse order, Rav writes. So who gives and who actually take care of what are they doing, the give or return? So when light retrieves Malchut, then Or Chozer returns from Malchut. And it's what we have here, that at the end, everything whatever we have in Or Yashar, we have literally an opposite shape in Or Chozer. And then, of course, they fulfill each other, complete each other, in such a way, we know that Nefesh enter in Kli, then nefesh, of course, if it descends and the ruach comes, then if once again nefesh goes even deeper, then of ruach descends in one step deeper, and then neshama comes into the kli, then nefesh go even deeper than we have ruach. Of course, neshama deeper descends, and then chaya life comes. And if nefesh even goes deeper, and then ruach deeper one step, and neshama and chaya at one step descends further, then the light yechida enter the kli. Then, of course, we see that the triangle here, upper triangle, so to speak, we have another triangle of a kli, or half of a kli, it's empty. We have the triangle, upper triangle, which is filled with light. Keter, Chokhmah, Bina, Zerampin, and Malchus. Right? In each sphera, we have also Keter, Chokhmah, Bina, Zerampin, and Malchut. But they're not all of them fulfilled and completed with light. But when they're completely filled with light, and when they will be filled, only in the condition when Malchut in the Tor Chazer start to work on reflection, and of course then it start to add all through its own light. Nefesh, Ruach, Chayichida, in return order. And then, of course, we have a lower triangle. And both of them, they compelled and complete each other, and they will make full 10 sefirot. Where do we read now? Paragraph, the 7, above. The paragraph 10, we read one more time. The shorish, which is keter, came out in the Or Chazer, close to the peh, which is the malchut, the shorish of Or Chazer. Chub, tum, expand and arise from the peh, upward to the malchut, the Or Chazer, that reaches near the iron and clothed the Eser Sefirot, the Or Yashar. What is meant malchut Or Chazer? Here we have malchut Or Chazer of Reds, and this is a border set with iron, because here the upper light comes, and it's called the state between. And the Eser Sefirot, the Or Chazer, make the degree of all the kelim equal when incorporated in the Eser Sefirot, the Or Yashar. One, Zion. Indeed, Pchina Malchut came out first. When Or strikes and returns, the entire Pchina of the Kilim was even. That is because its Yesod had expanded before it more than Malchut. It would have been equal with Malchut, although it is Yesod, because it's expanded more. It would have been so because Yesod would have the strength to expand more because of the multitude of the Or of Malchut. However, it has no merit over Malchut, but because of this Hitpashtut, it is regarded as Or Chazer, which is returns and comes closer to its origin. However, in terms of the Kilim themselves, they are all equal. When the Or closes the Hevel once more, and it is close to the Peh, the Or of the Peh is greater than Or of the Ozen, since the Hevel of the Peh is regarded as Rosh when it is there. However, when the Hevel is Ozen is here, it is still regarded as the rest of the Guf. Rav says that Evel is Or Chazer, of course, in this case. Or Chazer, it's Evel, it's dependent in each space, it's of course dependent on Kli, and of course Or Chazer, which is of course bigger than Or Yashar. Why? Because once again in reverse, all this Avalim is related to Aviyut, and of course then we have five kind of Hevel. And what else? We read the small paragraph at the end of this Or Pnimi. It means that in the descendment of Eser Sefirot the Or Chazer, Malchut came out first. It is so because she is the source and the shorish of any Eser Sefirot the Or Chazer. for all that Or Hazer is her own part, which she should have received had it not been for the detaining Masach. Rav says that where we have all those parts, which is part of a lower part of triangle, which we draw here. The light must complete, fulfill the Malchut. And it stays here, why? Because Malchut, of course, makes Zivug Derka, it does not desire to receive anything in it, and only through the intention of bestowal. Of course, here we have Or Yeshar without Simsum. And of course, if it's not Simsum Aleph here, without Simsum Aleph, we wouldn't really upper and lower triangle. Then, of course, we would have only light of Ein Sof spread, and that's it inside of a Kli. And then we wouldn't really have any kind of difference between two. It wouldn't be many categories at all. But the upper triangle and lower triangle, they come to existence, of course, through such an action, Simsum on the part of a Kli which could not receive. And we make Simsum on it and do Or Chazer. And we read here, therefore Malchut is regarded as Pchina Shoresh and Keter, the entire Sefirot Or Chazer, and it's contained all of them. He writes, Pchina Malchut came out first, meaning the descendant of Or Chazer.
We
also talk about it in such a way. We have 9 first one, and here the 10th Malchut. And in the first 9 we receive light, and in Malchut we don't receive light. Why? Because Malchut is Leva Evan, and Tet Rishonot, the first nine Sefirot is. Nine first is a nine first. And that's why, till Gmar Tikkun, till final stage of correction, we only work in some kind of, in a kind of way that Malchut do not receive. Only through reflected light, which Malchut really pushes away, it basically completes first 9. And this is what how it makes it correct. The small paragraph Yud. And when light comes and returns, then of course all the category, and then well, all Yashar is arranged from above downward, meaning from Zach to Av. The greater the Zachut, the greater the impotence. Conversely, the Or Chazer is arranged from below upward, meaning from Av to Zach. The greater the Aviyut, the greater the importance. Thus, when clothing each other, they are all equal. It is so because the lower in the Or Yashar, such as Malchut, is higher in the Or Chazer, as Malchut is the Keter, the Or Chazer, and vice versa. It turns out that Keter and Malchut are of equal level as are the rest of the Sefirot. A shortcoming in Or Yashar is always an advantage, and abundance in Or Chazer, and vice versa. Thus, the entire Eser Sefirot are of equal level. See, Histaklut Pnimit here. It means that they complete one another. Upper triangle and lower triangle, they balance one another. And they balance what, how thicker or thinner goes, the more light to receive, less light to receive, the less Or Yashar, the more Chazer, and all those components, they compel and complete one another. And of course, Or Yashar is always in bigger quality, probably, and that's why the all 10 Sefirot levels, it means that those who work for the intention, for the purpose of bestowal, doesn't matter how much, how big or how small it is, they're all equal, there is no difference between them. Okay, they will for them. The meaning, even though you saw has Or Yashar above, called before it, And Malchut does not take anything of the Or Elyon before her, since the Masach detains it and pushes all of it up, still they are the same, as they explain further. Meaning, the Or Chazer of Malchut that Yesod receives gives it strength to expand more its measure, for it's treated by the power of the Or Chazer to the level of Keter.
Okay.
Next paragraph, 30.
Okay.
Meaning the Or Chazer of Malchut. Meaning of Or Chazer of Malchut that Yesod received gives it strength to expand more than its measure. For it reached by the power of the Or Chazer to the level of Keter. Paragraph Mem. It means that its entire merit over Malchut is that because Malchut is Or Chazer without Or Yeshar, meaning Or of Histaklut from Malchut, which brings it back to its Shorish. Yesod receives its part in Or Yeshar, which is certainly a great merit. However, from the perspective of the Kelim themselves, meaning the Or Chazer, they are equal. It means that after this Or Chazer leaves, it rose and closed all the Sefirot and became a Kli to them. For that perspective, they are both equal. It is so because all the Or Yeshar that is caught in the Partsuf is only because of the Or Chazer. There is not a single Sfira, the Or Yeshar, that can shine to the Partsuf but her. Thus the Or Yeshar and the Or Chazer participate equally in the illumination of the Partsuf. You must remember here what the Rav wrote earlier, this chapter, item 3, that Or Yeshar and Or Chazer are both one and the same Or, meaning Or Histaklut. The light of Histaklut. The shortcoming of the light Chazer is only is that is a light Histaklut from Malchut. However, now it is the opposite. Any Hitpashtut of light in the general is connected and depends on the light Chazer that makes it completely equal with the Or Yeshar. For now it has become Or Hitpashtut since it became Kilim. That is why the Rav writes, however, in terms of Kelim themselves, they are equal. Rav, what he explains us here in all together, we have Kli, it's called Neshama, soul. If we would have known how can work with this Kli, then of course, inside of it, it will receive in this desire, it will be light spread in Or Yeshar, because this Or Chazer already exists there, and these two lights, they complete each other, fulfill each other, and we feel the Kli in it, and we feel the Creator, which is revealed inside of a Kli, the light inside of a Kli, in Rishimot. And he explains us how we can utilize this mechanism, how all these parts of Or Yeshar, which comes from above, we need to be completed and corrected through the Or Chazer, which is generated downstairs. And without Or Yeshar, without this reaction from Kli, there is no possibility to reveal Creator. It's called Or Chazer. There is only in Aviyut, and only Evel, and what kind of Evel should be. In it means that how can be in a Shema correctly used. This is the scribe error here. It also says that the letter Nun, that when the Evel closed the Or once more, because Evel is Or Chazer, that closed the Or Yeshar. Another paragraph. Nun. There is a scribe error here. Okay, the small letter Tet. Because the pair is the Shorish, according to Evelyn Pair in the letter Samach. No, we. Samach, because the Peh is the Shoresh of Or Chazer, and that is why it is a Rosh meaning Keter. Letter Samach. I'm, because Or Chazer that reaches the Ozen, which is Bina, is the Sefira Hod de Or Chazer, which is Pina Guf. We finished part, which is explained through the Zivug Deaka, a light spread into the Guf, and in according to Or Chazer, which comes in and dresses it into the light. So it's such a things which seem simple to us, maybe.
And then
13th chapter. We said chapter 13. We basically talk about chapter 13 explains the matter of Zivug Deaka or Histaklut Einayim in how the Kelim were made, plus an explanation. Rav, what does it mean that we have a creator and creature? Creature called Kli and creator called the light. The light which makes Kli. Zivug Daka. What is Zivug Daka? It's Zivug Daka. It's a meeting between between light and Kli. And the nature of this light, they all basically in opposite quality. One is a giver, one is receiver. And what does it mean, giver and receiver? It's good. Then one says, give me from one to another, and that's it, and everything will sort it out. However, if everybody will work in accordance to its nature, then why need to be betush, the conflict, the actual interference between two of you? If such a likeness of quality doesn't exist, then of course the pleasure which comes from all these processes disappear from the creature. And in order to give pleasure to creator must bring creature to such extent that it will really want to be like creator state, to be in likeness of creator. And Nivra, if the creature will receive nature of the creator, of course, which is altruism, bestowal, then of course it wouldn't really want to give. That's why it received. That's why they have Zivug Deka. They have the hit between them. If initially light makes Kli, it's kind of everything is alright, right? Mr. Rav draws, but when the light enters the Kli, light cancels the Kli, and there is no pleasure inside, of course. It's like basically it's one above the one other, another. Rav writes, okay, it's good that you have desire. But the most important thing, of course, is one and here with the other. But when the light comes inside, it's nullifies the desire. And in order to feel this joy from this light, which is basically should be felt in place of its enter into the Kli, when it's fulfill a desire, and when it's finished to fulfill the desire of a Kli, then it disappeared. The joy disappeared. And only here, when it's entered, it's felt as joy, registered as joy, as pleasure. What creator then, of course, invented? Creator wants creature to feel joy and pleasure. That's why it makes another step, another stage of interaction between them. It makes a creature feel of giver. And then creature, in its own feeling, builds the Masach. The Masach is built.
Ve-yotze she-nivra ima Masach.
And then Krisha with a screen in it, and when the light comes towards it, Kli put it away. Why? Because it wants to be like creator, it's like bestow, like a light which just comes to it. And that pitush, the interaction between of them, Aka, Zivuk, Aka, hits one hits the other. What we need to do, as we learned, on example of the guest and the guest house, when the light really put pressure on it, then of course we hear calculation half, and according to the light which comes after this bitush, after interaction between of them, zivug de'aka take place, then of course light enter inside of Kli. And our verse here is Or Pnimi, which is comes inside of a Kli, which is already entered it. This is already not Or Pashut, which is initially, but all and Yeshar, they dressed in Or Chazer. So it means that they receiving of pleasure in the case, and not such as it was in the beginning. And there is a huge difference between these pleasures here, because it's already have intention, have the dresses on it, clothes. The light which entered here is already is receiving and perceived in a different way, because it's already received that in such a way that a creature is equal to creator, it's like creator. That's why this pleasure do not cancel itself, and not only brings the creature to the fulfillment of its desire, it's called it will reference that the action of Kli here is like creator. So the essence of this action is completely changed. Here, in the first place, it's just reception, and here is like a creator. He receives in order to give pleasure to back to the creator. He becomes like creator. And then, of course, creature not only receives light, but really change itself to the level of creator. And it's a completely different essence in it. And this is what we achieve through the screen. First, of course, it's a bitush, is interaction between two of them, and then, of course, zivuk. And he wants to clarify for us all these processes. The paragraph 3, Aleph, Drush, chapter, Drush homily that I wrote regarding the root of the emanation of Atzmut and Kilim that were made of Achab and Einayim, as Reya, Shmiya, Reya, Dibur. Rote Kilim, Rav says, is another bonds of Samut. Here he talks about Atzmut. It's light. Okay. Drush homily that I wrote regarding the roots of the emanation of Atzmut and Kilim that were made of Achab and Einayim as Reya, Shmiya, Reya, Dibu, sight, hearing, sense, speech respectively. I have found this in the words of Rav Gedalia, when the Orot expanded from Ozen and Hotem up to the opposite, the Peah, where all the Chavalim join, in the place they join, they all have Pchina Nefesh. The Evel of the Ozen cannot connect to the Evel of the Peah, but only as at a distance. The same applies for the Evel of the Hotem, but it does not need as great a distance as the Evel of the Ozen to connect to the Evel of the Peah. For that comes Hesteklutinaim, and the kelim were made in the Hakah, that it struck is this heaven. There is a pnimi and hitson in histaklut, and there is pnimiyut and hitsoniyut in all the organs, and thus all the kelim were made. Since there is no evil coming out in the reya of the inayim, but only histaklut, only the kelim are made. Why? Right, as we've spoken before, that kabbalim, it's a return light. The Kli consists, we have Keter Chokhmah Binah Zeram Pin Malchut, it's called Sfirot. Or Aviyut, once again, Shoresh Bet Gimel Dalet. And if we have the big Aviyut here, Malchut, it will be called Peh, or speech, Dibur. Zerampin. It will be called Hotem. Or reich, reich, smell.
Ala, bina.
And bina,
ozen.
It's called ozen.
Or shmiya.
Or hearing.
Chochma is nikra einaim.
Chochma is einaim or sight.
Ve a keter lo beitzem ze amoch ze ametzem.
And keter is like a brain. Netzach.
Machshava.
The thought.
Aviyut dalet gimel bet.
The aviyut dalet gimel bet gimel shorash.
Evel hachi gadol ze mi'amalchut.
From below upwards. So, of course, the biggest aviyut is in malchut. And the rampin less. Bina is less. And even lesser one in chokhma. And of course, even a little aviyut in keter. This is Avalim. Why? Because Or Chazer bigger here, because Malchut is smallest in Shoresh, because Aviyut. Aviyut, of course, it depends on how much of he wants to attract something towards him. When he wants to resist, for example, to pleasure, he doesn't let enter. And if, for example, I have in front of me five portion of steaks and some sort of little plate of salad. For example, I want really steaks, but the salad I can deal without it. And so if I resist really against the steak, this means that I really involve all chazer, the forces inside of me to resist reception. And salad doesn't matter. So it all depends on aviyud and my desire, how much of it I want something. Of course, it's we can write here dalef shorash bet dalef gimel. Aviyut really defines Or Chazer. Ot bet. Vehistaklut is greater than all the above. Hestaklut, which is greater than all the above three havalim, because the reya is yod. The Shmias is Hei Reich, is Vav, and Dibur is Hei, Yud, Rav Reis, Yud K, Vav K.
Havaya.
Thus we have the four Atiyot Havaya, which are the Chot Keter Chokhmah Binah Malchut, and A Naranchai. Chokhmah Bina Yud and the Rei is Chaya Yud of name called Chokhmah. The upper Chokhmah shines through the Einayim, but if actual Hevel were to emerge through the Einayim, it would be impossible to receive below. For that reason only Histaklut was drawn from it, and it had the strength to make Kilim for these three Bchinot. Yod de Neshama is Hevel Ozen, Yod de Ruach, and in Hevel Hotem, and Yod de Nefesh in Hevel Peh. This is the meaning, from afar the Lord appeared upon me. Rav explains. What does it mean, the far? Far from afar. It means separation, distancing. from of course through this thick aviyut. Regarding the other Havalim, had there been his teklut from them alone, through a masach like the Einayim, they wouldn't have had, because they didn't have rachamarav, they wouldn't have had the strength to make kilim. All this is din, whether in pina hitpashtut of the hevel, or the histaklut of vision. This raya is gvura in gematria, and dibur with 4 atiyot in 216 in gematria. Riyah is a kilim, Rav says. We will study it in next few chapters, the interaction between light and kilim. And then we will be able to up, of course, it's a love for Riyah, and Riyah is a kilim. Od Gimel. This histaklut comes and strikes at the place where the three havalim join together, which is Pina Nefesh. This is, and God saw the light. The Or is Pina Evel, Ozen, and Chotem, and in Pina Neshama and Ruach, Et. There is Pina Peh, which is Nefesh. When he saw the Nefesh, then God divided, which is the making of Sharashim of the Kilim. In Torah, it's written at this, of course, it's called Malchut. From Aleph till Taf is Atiyot, and then in which the light dresses. And that's why the Zivug Daka took place in at that time, in Or Chozer. And Or Chozer, it's from the side of Evel. The light from Avalim. Dalit, this histaklut is the direct way, makes an impression in each and every Pina. Another version of Rashim. It is because it hits every single Pina of the histaklut for Pinat Hevel Keter and Keter. All the imprint, another version beginning of the Kilim, was made in this manner, the external organs and the internal organs. It did not end before the histaklut struck the place where the Havalim join, which is the place of Hitpashtut in the Havalim, namely the exterior, from the Hekah of the Or Hevel or the Or Histaklut. Or Histaklut returned to the Or Chazer and became a Kli in every Pina for the rest of the Guf, the exterior for the exterior organs, and the interior into the interior organs. He literally explained how the, in relation to Kli, all the how the light starts getting rougher, and according to the Aviyut, they're all connected and between them, and the building really a picture how gradually it gained the feeling, how it's become really built inside of a Kli, inside of herself. 5. Since in histaklut, the more adhesive with the shorish is higher, for Keter, another version, the Keter, which is approximate the iron, came out last. Why last? It explains here that from below up, it's the same way as they come back, and so the Keter live last. For Keter, which is proximate the Ayin, came out last, and Malchut came out first. The lower triangle completes an upper ones, and of course, do not stay anywhere of Chazer. Of course, Or Chazer, they complete one another, and they become related. It doesn't matter more viewed or lesser viewed, has more distance or not. They become as one. Aviyut and Zakut become as one. They equalize each other. And even the most rough one, through its work, through its effort, of course, it become closer to Creator in this case. It become thinner and pure in this union. For example, if I born a rough one, I was born with with a kind quality, it doesn't really matter now. For example, if I was born as a genius, in genes and all sorts of things in me, and they are, for example, can manifest as a bad habit if I was brought up in a bad place. And of course, I can become a prince, depends on the environment. So it doesn't matter here. So when we start work together, and they start work together, nobody, of course, initially equal to another. But when they start working for the purpose of merging with Creator, they become all as one, as equal. And each of them will, because each of them will work precisely on his own part, and then, of course, through that effort, through this work, he will become like all others, equal to them. And, of course, it depends on the level of Aviyu, the rougher desires a person has, or the less desire. Of course, it's everything basically comes out of his desires, his capabilities, and his character, and all these components. It basically depends on Aviyut. Aviyut defines everything. That's why it's written here that when Creator looks and drop of semen, it says it will be clever, it will be smart, it will be really a hero from the semen, it will be everything is defined. The only one thing is not corrected, whether he will be righteous or he'll be a sinner. It means that through all the avalim, which he means can really utilize in his life through intention, doesn't matter through what quality and features he was born with, but through the right intention, everybody comes to the right and precise result, where everybody is equal. So at the end of a correction, he's not going to be any difference between all participants. And when returning and striking, all the kelim are equal. If you sought had previously expanded more than malchut, the yod is equal to malchut, it would have been because of malchut. Though it is your sword, for it expanded more. Because of the or over Malchut, Yisod has the strength to expand further, and there is no merit in it over Malchut. However, because this Hitpashtut is the Or Chazer, which returns and draws near to its origin. In the Kilim themselves, they are equal. One more time, the letter He. Since in his seclude, the more adhesive with the Shorish is higher for the Keter, which is proximate the Ayin, came out last, and Malchut came out first. When returning and striking, all the Kilim are equal. If Yisod has previously expanded more than Malchut, it is equal to Malchut. It would have been because of Malchut, though it is Yisod, for it expanded more. Because of Or, over Malchut Yisod had the strength to expand further, and there is no merit in it over Malchut. However, because this Hitpashtut is Azor Chazer, which returns and draws near to its origin, and the Kilim themselves, they are equal. Or Chazer, Rav says, it can be... Or Chazer is something which is make Kilim equal, and it's most important, Rav says. And from it, it's all the unity comes, of course, because Yehud, the unity can be only if it really doesn't matter. Hibur, the connection, it's called from the word Hibur, Chaver, comrade, and when everybody is equal, it's not when one better than the other. the smaller the Aleph, or Pnimi. First, it means that in the Eser Sfirot de Or Chazer, they emerge from the Zivuk, the Haggah, called Histaklut, the Malchut, which is the Peh, called Et, is a Shorish for the Eser Sfirot de Or Chazer. Thus, the more it is adhesive with the Shorish, meaning with the Pchina Malchut in the pair, the higher and more important it is. That is because it extends from the and Or Chazer comes out from below upwards. Bet, or bet, small, meaning in the Eser Sfirot de Or Yeshar, Keter, which is proximate to the Ayin, came out first, and in the Shorish of every Eser Sfirot de Or Yeshar, and its level is regarded as higher than all. However, it is the opposite in the Eser Sfirot de Or Chazer that emerged by the His Taklut in the Malchut. Malchut in the pair becomes the Shorish for the Eser Sfirot de Or Chazer and gives the Or to all Eser Sfirot. Thus Yisod is second in merit, Hod is third, etc. after Keter, which is proximate the Ayin, receives Das. He said Keter, which is proximate the Ayin, came at last. It means that it is the last to receive the Hispashtut of the Or Chazer from Malchut.
הסמוך לעין שהוא המקבל האחרון וזה אומרו כי כתר הסמוך לעין יצא אחרונה כלומר שהוא המקבל האחרון את התפשטות האור חוזר מן המלכות
אם באור ישר
If all Or Yeshar, Rav says, Keter, Chochmah, Binah, Zerampin, and Malchut, it would be the first, the second, and the third day. In return light, of course, they opposite. Malchut goes first, and they really become equal one with the other. The equality between them, it's not in, how can I explain it? They become equal in the value of what they do. In value, of course, Keter will be Keter, and Malchut will be Malchut from the side of construction. I do not. I can't really say I have Peh, I have a mouth, and I have an eye, and I have. I can't look from my mouth. I could not swap the kilim in that way, because they are making such a position. But I would really, really compare. I compare the value in as a whole in purpose of what I might use for. So in this whole purpose, it become not important what, for example, Adam Rishon, where he initially came from, is a common soul. And here, Rav writes, here I have all partial souls. And when each of them through its bestowal quality, it doesn't matter. It may be a very small cell, or for example, a whole organ like a heart or brain. It's really a miracle how they become equal in one homeostasis when they look after one body. It means that the smallest part of it, and the whole huge part of as a whole, they become as one. Like, for example, one cell of rights become as a summary of all the points. One point is equal to the summary of all points, and there is no difference. This is how in spirituality. That's why one thing is lacking, nothing can be priced. There is no price on it at all. And we will continue. God, please, next lesson. And we move to the third part of a lesson.